It's CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast, streaming live at cfmtaz.com.au. It's time to catch up with Cass from myhomesteadingsecrets.com. A lot of people still spending a lot of time at home under instruction from Premier Peter Gutwin. Yes, the message is still stay home. So how do we fill our time? We head outside into the garden and to find out a little bit more. Good morning to Cass.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good. Let's start about what we should be harvesting right now. What should we be taking advantage of?
Okay, the things that are still out there, that if you planted pumpkins, they're just about to come out of the ground before the frost start. We're still seeing apples, pears and quinces on the trees, and late picks of autumn raspberries are quite yummy as well.
Yummo. Mouth-watering. We love our fresh produce, and we've got the best soil in the world here on the northwest coast, don't we?
That's right, and it's really important that we do look after that soil. So if you've had a crop in over summer and it's a heavy feeder like a corn or something like that, now's the time to put a green manure crop in.
What's a green manure crop?
So a green manure crop is something that will revitalise the soil, improve the structure and draw up the minerals so that the plants can uptake that for next season. It also helps improve the water retention.
Yes, so, which is very important, as we've seen over the last couple of years.
That's right, yes. So I'm looking at going through my seed cupboard and picking out all the old peas and bean seeds that I won't necessarily make it through till spring, mixing that with some oats and lupins, rye corn, things like that. Pop that in, let it sprout for about 6 weeks, and then dig it through.
Wow, nice, easy. Well, some might say. Okay, so that in mind, if you have got lovely soil that's ready to go, what should we be planting for our winter gardens?
So winter gardens now, you can still be planting broad beans, all the brassicas, so your collies, broccoli, cabbages, things like that. Leeks, turnips, weeds are also a good one to pop in. But if you've got one of those particularly warm spots on the north facing, particularly if you've got a brick wall or something, on the south side, you can pop in some lettuce and some peas. But the most important thing, well, I think in my garden this time of year is garlic. So it's now time to plant the garlic so that it gets a good few frosts on it before it starts to germinate.
So frosts actually help out some vegetables?
They do indeed, yes. The garlic likes to have a few frosts while it's growing, so yes, definitely they need to be in the ground now.
Wow.
Take advantage of that.
You really do. You can put a lot of time and effort into a garden. Some people, I just did it for a bit of fun to see if my backyard could actually grow anything. So I've got some, what have I got in them? I've got onions. I'm buggered if I know how they're doing because I've put them in a really shady spot in the backyard. So I don't think they're going to be too successful. I've got some Brussels sprouts, radishes, lettuce, tomatoes. I'm not quite sure if the tomatoes are going to do anything. I've got plenty of fruit on, but they're still very green. What do you reckon my chances are?
As long as they're sheltered from the frosts, you might get a few, but now we're sort of pulling up the tomatoes and hanging them up and letting them ripen on the vine.
Yep.
But if they're too immature, they may not come, so it might be a case of a big pot of green tomato pickles.
Yeah, sounds good. My three prize-winning pumpkins, they made it to the shed on the weekend, and we did put garlic in as well, so that's starting to sprout as well as the peas. So there's still plenty of opportunity to put some stuff in before winter sets in, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Sounds like you're on track, Lee.
Where can we go to find out more information about what you do, Cass?
Head over to My Homesteading Secrets, either on Facebook, Instagram or website.
Lovely. Great to chat as usual. We'll get you on the next couple of weeks to try and find ways to pass the time during lockdown. How's that sound?
No worries. Thanks, Lee.
Good
appreciate
on you.
It.
Thank you.